Election meddling, Twitter locks account of Trump campaign National Press Secretary Hogan Gidley. By Alim Bokhari on October 22, 2020. 2 hours before the presidential debate, 13 days before an election, and on the same day that Jack Dorsey received a subpoena from the Senate Judiciary Committee to answer for his platform's interference in the 2020 election, Twitter locked the account of the Trump campaign's National Press Secretary, Hogan Gidley. Fox News broke the news of Twitter's latest act of censorship, which occurred after Gidley revealed that he had been sent a mail-in ballot for someone who no longer lived at his residence. The tweet said, "Got my apostrophe dot 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 wait, no. Daniel's ballot in the mail? Who is that? Apparently it's a former tenant who hasn't lived in the unit for 8 years. But yeah, sure, the mainstream media is correct. Unsolicited vote by mail is totally safe." Meanwhile, Twitter continues to maintain a lock on the Twitter account of the New York Post, which began over a week ago. Post deputy political editor Emma Jo Morris reports that the newspaper's account has now been locked for 8 days. Last week, Twitter also locked the account of White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany after she shared the Post's story shedding further light on the financial connections between the Biden family and the Ukrainian energy company Burisma. Hunter Biden served on the company's board while his father was vice president. Twitter's actions may prove to be the crossing of the Rubicon for Silicon Valley as a whole. In the wake of the platform's decision to censor the Post, FCC Chairman Ajit Pai said he would support a rulemaking change proposed by the Trump administration to change the official interpretation of Section 230, a law that is critical to the business model of social media platforms, and grants wide legal immunity for them to censor their own users. Despite the looming threat from lawmakers and regulators, however, Twitter appears to be escalating its campaign of censorship against Trump. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. His new book, #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election, which contains exclusive interviews with sources inside Google, Facebook, and other tech companies, is currently available for purchase.